Hi, I'm Alex Evans. Today I'm going to be showing you how you can explain to a customer how they can use Data Synchronizer to take away the pain of missed appointments. Let's get started. One thing that customers are trying to achieve is to consolidate the multiple different places through which they're managing their lives. For example, they often have multiple calendars. They might have a calendar within their SharePoint system, they might have a calendar within their CRM system, and they certainly have a calendar within the collaborative environment. They also probably have a calendar within Novell Teaming. Generally, those are all four separate calendars. Data Synchronizer's goal, essentially, is to consolidate all four of those calendars so that they're always in sync. It doesn't matter where you look or where the appointment was created, it will always appear everywhere, including on your mobile device. One of the other beauties of this is because we've got mobile device synchronization through this Data Synchronizer engine, we're mobilizing all sorts of data that you wouldn't necessarily have been able to mobilize before, like data from your CRM, data from Teamspaces, and data from your DMS system. For example, you may not have had an iPhone client for your DMS system, but through Data Synchronizer and the protocols we're using, we're able to mobilize that data. Another thing that Data Synchronizer offers is an SDK that any partner or customer can use to write application connectors for their own in-house applications or for something that they're not getting from Novell. They can connect that application into the main infrastructure so they can synchronize their in-house Teamspace or in-house DMS system and synchronize that with their GroupWise or with their SharePoint, for example, so that data is available and can be used collaboratively no matter which application they're in. One of the things that many customers have is calendars in many applications. They might have SharePoint, they have a DMS system, they have a CRM, and often that has a calendar in it as well, and they certainly have one within GroupWise, which is where they generally manage their day-to-day life when they're not dealing with customers directly. Those are generally always separate and managed separately. The goal of Data Synchronizer is to keep all of those calendars in sync so that no matter where the calendar item has been created, it will appear on all of the other calendars. Many people will then be able to treat GroupWise as their master calendar, so Data Synchronizer sitting in the middle here will take your calendar item from SharePoint, your calendar item from DMS, and a calendar item from CRM, and synchronize it into GroupWise and then back again because this is a two-way sync. As I change things in my GroupWise account, they synchronize back out as well. And the other nice thing about this is that because we have a mobile device synchronization connector, they also appear on any mobile device. We're able to take data that they wouldn't normally be mobilizing and get it out to their mobile devices. So for example, there aren't that many mobile clients for DMS systems, but I can now take DMS data and synchronize it through this and turn it into something that the mobile device can understand and synchronize it onto the mobile device as an email item or as a task, for example. We're really creating a very robust solution, not just for mobilizing your traditional email data, but any data that's connected in there. Finally, we're also adding an SDK, so now the customer or partner can take that SDK and create their own connector for their own homegrown applications, and it will synchronize data two ways through the SDK or through the connector that they've created into their infrastructure. They can mobilize it if the mobile device is where they want to get the data to. They can mobilize their data, they can synchronize it using GroupWise, and they can make sure they're doing their records retention needs by synchronizing it into the DMS or the records retention system. It's a very powerful tool that we're creating here. If you know IDM, what we're creating here is the IDM for data. In the first release of this product, we're targeting a number of specific applications. The first three are Salesforce or Salesforce.com, Sugar CRM, and both of these fall into the CRM category of product, and then SharePoint, which falls under the team workspace area. Also, we'll be releasing a mobility connector to mobilize any ActiveSync-enabled device, and we're releasing a teaming connector which will essentially synchronize calendars and tasks between any connected application and teaming. As we move into 2011, we'll have a lot more connectors, and you'll see a lot more from our partners as well as they take the SDK and expand the entire infrastructure.